finishing 10-0 at home this year. Just incredible, man. To again, the environment that we, that our fans build here every Sunday, it's not like that around the NFL, and we don't take that for granted.
Sean McDermott, the Bills back to Kansas City for the AFC Championship. Sunday, 6:30 here on WGR. 10th meeting between the Bills and the Chiefs since McDermott arrived in Buffalo. Going back to that first year pre-Allen when they won in an upset at Kansas City right off the Peterman debacle. But they won that game. The Bills are 5-4 against the Chiefs with McDermott. You know, if you want me to break that up by playoffs and regular season?
No, 5-4. Like I've seen something making the rounds all day today that has 5-5 last 10 meetings, and like everything, like points for, points again, everything is the same. I want to go find that.
So we're going back one more.
I guess we're going back one more for that.
Okay.
I don't know where to go. I want to see if I can not dig it up here, but I'm having trouble operating my Twitter feeds.
Really? Has the show ever sounded older?
Yeah.
Can't make it work?
No, can't.
Here's Dave with us. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. So 40 years of sitting on the couch, never seeing the Bills make the Super Bowl. So this year in the playoffs, I decided, you know what? I'm going to put my bike on a spinner. Did it for the Denver game. I was spinning on my bike the whole game.
Wow.
Victory. Yesterday, 3 hours on the bike, spinning, victory.
Man, you are dedicated,
and
you're going
to
be in great shape.
To Super Bowl, man.
Nice.
Up on my bike, and we're going.
I love it. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, it's just, they go back one more game. I found the thing I was looking for. 5-5, 251-251. I mean, that's cutting it pretty close.
Yes. Thanks, Dave. Here's Austin. Hi, Austin.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
So I know a few callers ago he had mentioned how the media has been kind of spinning it as the win not really being on us, but more being about Baltimore not, you know, shooting themselves in the foot. I can name like three shows off the top of my head that last night and even this morning, like the nightcap and wake up, whatever, where they're doing whole roundtable segments and like the whole general consensus is that we were completely outplayed. The only reason we're even moving on is because the Ravens shot themselves in the foot, and I just don't get how that's what's being spun. And it's not just like clips. It's like whole segments on this morning already. So I was just kind of seeing what you guys thought.
I couldn't care less. I mean, if that's interesting or bothersome to you, then it is. But why would I have to care about that? Like, these games in the playoffs are often about the loser. We did say a lot last week, we didn't know if it was going to be the Bills or the Ravens. The loser of this game, what are the answers? You know, like, what do you do about it? You've had this amazing season, arguably better than Kansas City, except for the record. I know what that sounds like. And then, like, what's the move? If the Bills had lost last night, what are we sitting here today saying they should do? Jeez, like, it's not easy. So I think the more, just from a media standpoint, I mean, Bills fans so often take these things so personally. Like, it can be more interesting to sort of sit with, all right, this team lost. What should they change? The players are talking about it. They're cleaning out their lockers. Humphrey today is like, this team is done. You know, so that's interesting stuff. It doesn't have to be a slight. I mean, completely outplayed? The Bills were not completely outplayed. That's kind of ridiculous if that's also actually a quote. But the story of the game is the turnovers. And that, I don't think it's a surprise. That's why I liked the Bills yesterday, because the Ravens have had a penchant for that. And this year's Bills, at least, and in the playoffs, really, for the most part, under Allen, they have not. So, but whatever.
Yep. Just... And you've got to add to it, you've got a quarterback who has won two MVPs, may have come from behind here at the wire to win a third. We'll see. I mean, the voting's already been done. And he has a history of doing this in the playoffs. And he did it again. So, like, that's... Look, if the reverse had happened, the Bills had outgained the Ravens by 150 yards or whatever the final numbers were, but the Bills were sloppy, and Allen threw an interception and dropped that fumble and whatever, you'd be hearing the same thing about them. It would not be all about Buffalo. It would be about Josh Allen. After such a clean year, I mean, really, the same narrative that you're hearing about Jackson. He had a very clean year, turnover-wise, just melted in the big moment. And if that had happened to Allen, the same conversations would be dominating the airwaves, I think. And maybe Ravens fans would be like, oh, come on, how come we don't get any credit? It's just that's sports. It's been that way for a long time now. And it's not across the board, but it depends on the level of star you've got on the losing team. And in this case, you've got one of the best. And it's been a heated, contentious debate already about the two quarterbacks to begin with. So, I don't know, there's no mystery at all. And yes, I mean, not only did we talk about it, Nate was big on this the one day he was in last week while you were in Guelph. And he's the same thing. Like, it's going to be toxic around the loser of this game. And, you know, here we are. That's how it works.
Yeah, and some people have an appetite for that, and I just do not care at all. You want to watch all the shows and find the perceived slights? Go for it. Jared is next. Hi, Jared.
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking my call. First off, happy Victory Monday. I'm so pumped to be a part of the Buffalo fan base. I appreciate everything this team has done. Makes me happy throughout the season. But one thing I would like to talk about is one player who's not gotten the recognition he deserves, and I think that is DeMar Hamlin. He was in on that fumble with Lamar. He came in, tackled Lamar. Lamar lost the ball. And even last week against Denver, he almost had a pick. But I think a player who started off the season and preseason, maybe some people thought he would have got cut, made a huge leap this year, and I appreciate him, and I think he's balled out this year.
Okay. Thanks, Jared. Bears are hiring Ben Johnson.
All right.
Tom Pelissero. Probably there's always a bunch of people at the same time that break the story. Adam Schefter, there it is. Detroit offensive coordinator Ben Johnson to become the next head coach of the Bears. Steve is next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. Definitely the theme as you guys were talking about in the, you know, whatever the media shows that I pretty much stayed away from today has been, you know, Baltimore lost the game instead of Buffalo winning. And that's really just that last play in the end zone with Allen where, you know, they didn't pick up and they kicked that field goal. If Allen pushes that in, you know, it's a runaway Bills victory, and Buffalo had the lead most of the game. But, you know, that offense with the field position that they had, you know, they probably rolled out there with a 4 out of 10. And that defense was just amazing. You know, they got Baltimore out of their game script. And, you know, it's a huge McDermott game, and it's just great to watch. And I've definitely got a ton of confidence for them going to Kansas City, knowing that they can just win in so many different ways. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Ryan's next. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
You know, definitely snake bitten as a Bills fan, obviously, like all you guys. And, you know, I was kind of hyperventilating in the third quarter when we went punt, punt, back to back. It felt like we just needed points to win, but, you know, somehow pulled it off and luck is on our side this time, which is kind of like a weird feeling today with the, you know, Andrews drop. But
yep.
My question to you guys is, you know, Josh has played against the Ravens twice now, and it seemed difficult to pass the ball. Again, snake bitten Bills fan, I'm thinking about that Ravens game, that Texans game, that little two-week drought of, like, you know, we can't really pass, what's going on with the offense. And I'm hoping that that's not the case right now. So what do you think it is that the Ravens do on defense that it makes it difficult for us to pass? And one thing I was thinking about yesterday was, you know, Josh, I feel like this year is amazing at reading the defense. He gets to the line. He likes, he's audible. He's like, has all these calls at the line of scrimmage. I felt like the Ravens were showing us looks that they wanted us to run. And Josh saw it and he's like, why pass here? You know, like that weird play to Knox, like a tight end screen.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, it just like, He was on them the whole game, and he was audibling a lot to the run. Like that big run by Ty Johnson to the right side, Tony Romo even said it, Josh audible to that call. So was it that they were just like giving us these looks, or is it that, you know, like, because I'm just hoping KC doesn't see this and goes, oh, right, this is the defense we're going to run. But I feel like we match up better against KC. So is it like Smith and Hamilton and they take out the backs from the passing game? Like, what is it that is just hard for us to figure out? Because the sample size is big enough now where you're like, whatever they're doing, whether it's their edge rushers being like really fast and long, like Owe and Van Noy, like, what is it? Because, you know, you're watching the game yesterday and you're like, let's just step on their throat now. And it just never happened. And I feel like we were just taking our yards, being smart, no turnovers. But
that's been the Bills most of the season. That's not an exception to this Bills season. It's more the rule. Six linemen running out of that, throwing out of that. I mean, it's 127 passing yards. That's not like that's might be the season low. It's got to be near the season low. But that's kind of been the whole season, I think, so far. Where are these receivers breaking open that Allen's just sort of ping, ping, ping for 15, 20-yard gains? Like, that's not been this team. So, I don't know. Like, all the good teams want to keep you from beating them deep. Baltimore's pass defense had become excellent. It's almost irrelevant what happened the first time they played by how different the Ravens had played. And, you know, now it's over.
Yeah. I think it is a tough matchup on that side of the ball. Their pass rush has a lot of variety. There's different looks, different guys coming from different spots. They did a very good job, I think, of keeping Allen contained. Like, there were, a handful, whatever you want, of times where you saw Allen sort of, like, you're watching on TV, you think you see his eyes light up, like, I can go, and then they just smothered him. So they contained very well, so that's tough, and I think the cover people are good. Like, I'm willing to bet that there just weren't easy-looking throws out there for Allen. And, you know, the first time they played, the only passing success they had was really on broken plays. And we weren't quite there yesterday, but, I mean, 127 yards. I mean, they hardly tried, and I'm assuming that was intentional. Like, they got their lead and I think wanted to be careful. And they were, and they made it. It got tight, but they made it. So I think it's a tough matchup. I think Baltimore is good. Humphrey is good. The rookie Wiggins is good. Hamilton is fantastic. So I think it's a tough matchup.
34 to Shakir. Was that the first series?
Third and long? Yeah.
It's already 7-0. That's pretty massive, but never do this. Take the one play out, and then what? But he's under 100 for the day after that one pass on their third offensive play. 803-0550, Eric Wood at 4. It is Football Monday. Bills off to the AFC Championship Sunday in Kansas City. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.